Amen. You glad to be in the house?
Praise the Lord.
Brother Caleb.
Forward to it, brother.
I've been looking forward to this all week. Been looking forward to it for months. Months. And the Lord come out. Put a message on my heart about a month ago, and I thought for sure it was going to happen tonight. And I don't think it's going to go that way. But I wait till the Lord comes in. Amen. If I tried to do it on my own, it'd be a mess.
Right.
For everything that's happened so far, if I tried to do it on my own. I'm studying out with the Bible today, had it in town, and just wanted to get away from the house for a while and spend some time with the Lord. Best of my ability, I'm going to do what the Lord has me do tonight with this message, and I hope it touches each and every heart. If you got your Bible, it'll be coming out of the book of Ephesians tonight. Ephesians has been someplace that the Lord just keeps burning on my heart with, and I just keep finding some good stuff in that little old book. Only about 6 chapters long. Amen, but there's a lot of good stuff in Ephesians, that Paul has to say to the church. And one of the biggest things that this book is all about, we're going to read about tonight, and Lord being our helper, we're going to be preaching about.
Come on.
Ephesians chapter 4, I don't know if I told you the chapter or not, but we're going to read just a little bit of scripture here and try to mind the Lord. I'm glad that the song says, I got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up.
Amen.
And I hope there's some people here tonight that's got their foot on the rock and their mind's made up. And if it's not made up, if it's not fixed and settled, maybe before you leave here tonight, it will be.
That's right. Amen.
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, Paul talking here, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Amen.
There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
Amen.
And unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men.
Amen.
Now he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven.
Amen.
That he might fill all things.
That's right.
Notice this. And he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God into a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Amen. Amen.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer with me for a second. Gracious Lord, Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing in reverence to the Word of God. I've been a lot of scripture to read tonight. Amen. We just read there. But like I said, Ephesians, the more you study, the more you learn that Ephesians is the key theme in Ephesians is about the unity of the church. Amen. Ephesus, Paul held very dear to his heart. Amen. And this was a church that he had helped establish. And amen. And he really cared about his churches. Amen. He was a pastor of several churches, no doubt. So as he went forth making different ministries in the Lord, making different churches, he would write back to them. And he would write up other people of them and find out how the ministry was doing over there, how the church was growing. Amen. He endeavored to keep the unity of the Spirit on the peace.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. It said Paul here has a desire Amen. For the unity of the church. And that is what's on my heart tonight. To preach is the unity of the church. Amen. Amen. And as we get on into this, it said we read there in a few verses there, it talks about there being one body and one Lord. Amen. And there being one Spirit. And amen. And there was one hope of your calling and all these different things he listed there. They begin to talk about all this unity that's going on, the seven different unities of, amen, in this third, fourth chapter here, he begins to talk about. And he begins to say, he said, in endeavoring to keep, in other words, I'm striving to keep, amen, the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
That's right. Amen.
And the thought that just keeps coming back to my mind in that thought, the unity of the church. It's this old sign that you see on the road signs sometimes. You see on the highway when you're going down, certain churches have certain church signs they have. Amen. It says what is missing in church. And all you see is the CH here and the CH there. And then the UR in the word church is on the Bible. And what is missing in church? You are. You are missing in church.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. And this is nothing on my heart today. Begin to think about this. There ain't no way. Amen. That I could get out to you what God has placed in here and up here. Amen. There'd just be no way to do that.
Right.
I stopped trying to do that, Brother Caleb. Amen.
Right.
When I first started preaching, I pray that God would help me preach just like He helps me see it.
Right. Amen.
Amen. But the best I can do is just be a vessel.
Amen.
And I hope it goes out and it's received on good ground. Amen. I guarantee you tonight the devil's going to come and try to steal the word away.
That's right.
Amen. From the ground that it's going to be sown upon tonight. And I encourage you tonight to, hey, you watch out for that old vessel. Amen. Hey, and if the word hits your heart tonight, amen, you need to do something about it.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Whether it means go home and straighten your life up or come here to the altar and get things fixed up, I don't know what it is.
Right.
Amen. But this scripture tonight is on my heart, amen, about being the unity and unified in church. Amen.
Amen.
You know, amen, the Bible talks about us being together as a body.
Amen.
The church may get on reading to that just a little bit, don't know. Amen. It talks about the church being a body, and that body is the body of Christ.
Amen.
And Christ is the head of the body.
Yep.
Come on, brother.
And it begins to talk later on, if we get to read it. If not, it's in 1 Corinthians 12. It talks about the different gifts. And it begins to go on and list all the different things. Amen. The different spiritual gifts and things like that. But he also talks about, amen, being members one of another.
Yeah.
Begins to talk about, you know, if all the body were the eye, then where's the hearing?
Amen.
If all the body were the hearing, then where's the seeing?
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We can't have all eyes in the church. It just won't work.
Amen.
Amen. You can't have all hands and feet in the church.
Yeah.
Amen. There has to be a body that we read about in verse 16 of chapter 4 here in Ephesians that's all tightly fit together, every joint.
That's right.
Supplying one another.
Amen. Come on.
And that's been on my heart.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The unity of the church. The unity of the church. Amen. Paul was striving to keep unity in the church here.
Yeah,
no doubt he said when he went away there'd be wolves trying to come in. Hey, there'd be things trying to come in to split the church up. Hey man, we've been talking this week with me and some preacher friends been talking about how church is down through the years. Hey man, had some wolves creep in, some things creep in. Hey man, and the church is split down the middle, one side went one way, the other side went the other way. Hey man, God is not pleased with that.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
He is not pleased.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what, another place that really comes to my mind, the Lord's just taking me all over the place. Amen. But I tell you what, I want to let the Lord have His way, Brother Joe.
Amen.
You think, amen, that the apostles were split up? Amen. When they were together there in the upper room. Amen. You think that they went one way and the other part, the other six went another way? No, sir. Amen. If they'd have been not one mind and one accord, amen, I wonder how the Holy Spirit would have got here.
Amen.
Yeah.
I wonder how the Holy Spirit would have came like a rushing wind, pouring from God, resting on their heads.
Yeah.
I wonder how that would have happened if they'd been a split in the upper room.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
I'm glad God knows.
Yeah.
I'm glad God knows He's got everything in control.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes I like to think about things like that. What would have happened if?
Mm-hmm.
What would have happened if? And it just helps me realize just how much, how blessed, you sing that song, how blessed we really are. Christ went all the way to cross. And it called 10,000 legions of angels to come.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He did it to save, seek and save.
Uh-huh.
and that which was lost.
That's right.
He went out to seek him. The one that was lost, he forsook the 99, left him there where they were at, so he could find that one lost thing.
Amen.
Yeah. Why? Because there's an old song I love to hear. It says it takes 100 to go to heaven. 99 and a half won't do.
Amen.
Amen. You know what missing in church? We are.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. We're missing in church. What do you mean, preacher? Hey, man, if one member is absent from the church, are the rest of the members suffer?
Uh-huh.
Hey, don't tell me you think that if you chopped a hand off, the rest of the body wouldn't feel it. Amen. Hey, man, that boy, them flags will start popping in your mind. Hey, something's wrong. Something's not right. So go to the hospital. Go get it fixed up.
That's right.
And when members are absent from the church,
they're
absent from the body.
Amen.
That's right.
And I'm not talking just about Cornerstone in general. I'm talking about all over the world.
Yeah,
all these churches are dropping like flies. Pastors and the members are sitting out of the church houses on Sunday night, Wednesday night, Sunday morning. Hey, man, I tell you what, the church needs you.
We need you to be concerned.
I'm telling you. You talk about lively services.
Yes.
Amen. If we had all the body together, like the Bible says, and there's no schism in the body, hey, boy, we could have services like they had back then. Like they had in the upper room. Amen. Like the old time saints used to have. Amen. The brother Jerry told me about one time he went to a church. Hey, man, he didn't know where he was going. Hey, man, there's an old man that called him. Didn't know him from Adam. Amen, but the Lord sent him down so many miles out of the way. Had to borrow the car to get there. Had to borrow the money to get there. Hey, man, and he seen seven souls saved that night.
That's right.
Amen. Yes, a lot of people ask, why don't God do that no more?
That's right.
Amen, we're not willing to let him.
Come on, brother.
Amen. You know, sometimes we expect something from God, and sometimes God wants us to wait a little bit.
Yep.
That's one of the hardest things to do, is wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
Bible says if you wait on the Lord, He'll strengthen your heart.
Yeah.
What does that mean if you don't wait on the Lord? Hey, think about it. It don't take rocket science. Amen.
Right.
Don't wait on the Lord, or you get weak. You start trying to do things on your own, you get weak.
Amen.
Amen. You start jumping the gun like old Peter used to do. Amen. You'll start falling underneath the waves of that water.
Amen.
Come on. See, God wants to keep unity.
Yeah. That's right.
In the church.
Amen.
He wants the whole flock to be together.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
I'll tell you what, it's nice to get to come to Cornerstone. I think of it as my home away from home. My second home, my first one's down at Fredonia, but it seems like I come here just as much. Amen. We come on prayer meetings, we get to come and sing.
Amen.
Amen. We get to come preach every now and then. Amen. When they're having something, they invite us like we're just part of the congregation. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. That's what church is about.
Yes. Yes.
It's about family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. God wanted a bride.
Amen.
That's right. Christ has got a bride, and that's the church.
Amen.
Also, Christ is the head of that body. And
that's
the church. We come together to worship the Lord and to draw strength from one another.
Amen.
Amen. God wants to keep unity in the church.
Amen.
I tell you what, the church all over America, all over the world, every little building like this building, now don't get me wrong, this building is not the church. Everybody in it.
That's right.
Saved, born again, sanctified.
Amen.
In the church.
That's it, sir.
But this is the place that God has allowed us to come.
Yeah.
Amen. I want you to notice this. God showed me this and never seen it before in my life. But you know the upper room? Amen. That was a building.
Yeah.
Those 12 apostles were the church.
Yeah.
Come on. Very first church.
Yeah.
Was in 12 apostles.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah. God will show you things like that.
Amen.
And you know what happened? In those 12 apostles, amen, when Jesus was trying to fulfill His ministry, there was one of them
that
stepped out alive.
Uh-huh. Amen. Come on.
Well, listen.
Yeah, come on.
He stepped out alive.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus, He had some people that we heard about in the message that Brother Jerry preached here this past week, I believe. He preached over there where the disciples, some of them went away and didn't follow Him anymore.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus asked the disciples there, He said, will you also go away?
Mm-hmm.
Peter said, to whom shall we go?
Uh-huh.
That's the words of eternal life.
Yeah.
But He says, have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is the devil?
Amen.
You think the apostles and that work didn't suffer
when Judas betrayed Jesus.
Oh
man, he suffered.
Yeah,
and so they had to replace him. His bishopric was replaced in his prophecy. Amen. He was replaced. I believe his name was Matthias. In Acts chapter 1, you'll find that, I believe it was. They had to cast lots and find out which brother would take Judas' place. Amen. If they wasn't all at unity together, the upper room would have never happened. It had to be complete.
That's right.
Yeah.
Come on.
They had to be, the work had to be complete and end just like it started.
Amen.
12 apostles when Christ was on the earth, 12 apostles when he left.
Amen.
It was complete. There was unity.
Amen.
And when you are out of church, brother.
That's right.
When I'm at a church, there's something that drains the soul of the church.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
left behind.
That's right.
And there's something that's a connection there. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you what, when you get married and there's a schism in that body, the whole thing suffers.
Yeah.
The whole marriage suffers.
Amen.
And because two have become one, when one suffers, the other suffers.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
Amen. You just can't separate the two.
They
both hurt.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. And when one of us is out in church, now I understand that God understands, the procedures and illness and things like that. So, hey, that comes upon everybody. The things rain on the just and the unjust.
Amen.
Can't help stuff like that.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Hey, when the devil just starts whispering in your ear, saying, you know what, you can skip this service, or you can just lay out today. There's going to be another time that you can step in the church. There'll be another time down the road where you can get saved. He may be whispering that very thing to somebody tonight. Hey, man, wanting to come to the altar, wanting so bad to come, he can't stand it. Hey, but the devil may be whispering in your ear, just put it off another time.
Amen.
Hey, we got the whole night. Put it off for a couple more hours.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on.
You never know what will happen.
Amen.
You never know what will happen.
That's right.
Amen. There's a song that says, why not tonight?
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Why not tonight? What's keeping you?
Yeah.
Hey, amen. The Philip asked the eunuch over there, the eunuch asked himself, what does hinder me to be baptized?
Yeah. Amen.
What's hindering me?
Yeah.
From coming and giving your life over the Lord in 2016.
Preach it, brother.
That's right.
The song the Lord gave me.
Amen.
Last year, maybe just a couple of years ago. Don't wait until this old year's completed. Start the new year today.
Amen.
Start it right now. Don't wait until the bells chime 12 o'clock.
Amen.
Amen. That may be when the trumpet sounds.
Amen.
It'll be too late then.
Come on.
Amen. God wants us all to be to come together as a family unit.
Yeah.
Amen. As a family unit. Because when we miss, amen, we think of the word miss. You know, when somebody's gone for a long time, you say you miss them.
That's right. Amen.
We miss you when you're not in church.
Yeah.
Amen.
The pastor misses you when you're not in church.
That's right.
I'm glad we got a pastor.
That's right.
And I think Brother Andy's my pastor too, just like you think of Brother Jerry is your pastor. Amen. We got a pastor who misses you when you're out of church.
That's right.
Loves you, wants to see you here. Why? Because we all suffer.
Yeah.
That's right, brother.
Amen. It's not just about coming to church to get preached on, all these things, how bad you are, how bad of a person you are.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Listen to this. Ephesians 4. He talked about the gifts that he gave to men. What kind of gifts did he tell them? It wasn't speaking in tongues. It wasn't prophesying. It wasn't all that. In Ephesians 4:11, he said he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers.
Amen.
Those were the gifts that he gave unto men.
Yeah.
Why did he give those gifts?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints.
Amen.
For the working of the ministry.
Yeah.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. That word edify means to build up, to strengthen, to encourage.
Amen.
Amen. And what happens, amen, when we miss is we don't have that encouragement from the people that we love and we grow up to know. Amen. We become a part of the family in the church.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad for the Lord tonight.
Yeah,
I'm glad that He wants His family to be a family.
Amen.
Amen. It really hurts a family when there's a split in the home and one child has to go this way and another child has to go that way with the father, with the mother.
Yeah.
Amen. And there's multiple families in there and there's all kinds of confusion for them growing up in those homes. I know. I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
God wants unity.
Yeah. Amen.
He wants unity. Paul strived for that unity.
Mm-hmm.
He strived for that unity.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Like I said, 1 Corinthians 12 talks about
the members of the church, the members of the body, one with another. Let me just read a little bit of that. 1 Corinthians 12, it says in verse 11, all these worketh that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man several as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
Amen.
For by one Spirit are we baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been made all to drink into one Spirit. Now notice this, for the body is not one member, but many.
Right.
If the foot shall say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body?
Yeah, right.
And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, amen, will skip church for the smallest little detail.
Amen.
Amen. Sure. Amen. I'm not a preacher.
Amen.
I can't do nothing in the church, so I'll just skip today.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the same thing as saying, well, I'm not of that body.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Think about it when you say something like that. That's very serious.
Yeah.
I'm not in the body of Christ because I'm not a preacher. I'm not an evangelist. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a song leader. You're saved, aren't you?
Yeah.
And this is where you belong.
Yeah.
In the house of God with His people.
Yeah.
Amen. But now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased Him.
Amen.
Do you want to please the Lord?
Amen.
God's put you right where He needs you.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. And when it's time to grow, God will send a growth spurt in your life.
That's right.
Amen. And growing's not always easy. They got these things called growing pains.
Yeah.
Amen. Me and my wife learned about that when we first started dating. She started crying one day. She said, I just don't know what to do. I don't know why I'm crying. Just because I don't know. And then just come out without even me thinking about it. I said, you're going through some spiritual growth pains.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I've never thought about that in my life. God just gave that to me.
Uh-huh.
And I thought about it ever since then. You know, when trials come, and they will.
Yeah.
Amen. We are not exempt from trials.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible tells us that everyone that lives in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
But also says, think it not strange.
Yeah.
Concerning the fiery trial, which is a trial.
Amen.
Why? Because it's helping you grow.
Yes, sir.
It's getting you ready for something great.
Amen.
It's helping you become more jointly fit in the body.
Yeah.
And you ask, why is this sermon being preached? You know, it's in my heart. You know what I prayed today? I'll share it with you. You know, I was sitting in there in the restaurant reading my Bible. Had my lunch, had my Bible there, trying to get a word from the Lord. Amen. The way I study, I don't just study intently and just mow through the scriptures. I like to ponder, brother.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. When angel spoke to Mary, said she pondered these things.
Amen.
Bible tells us to meditate on the word.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not just like any other book. It's a living book.
Amen.
The Bible speaks to you.
Yeah.
I had my Bible open, and I'd read a little bit, and I'd stare at the window and contemplate. And I'd read a little bit, then I'd stare out the window and talk to him, like, listening for the Lord.
Amen.
And I just prayed in my heart. I said, Lord, whatever I have to say tonight.
Yeah.
Don't let it just get inside the members of the church, get inside the people that are here. And when they leave, it's just gone.
Come on.
Amen. It's almost 2016.
Amen, brother.
We've got a whole other year going before we have another one of these.
Amen.
If we're here that long.
That's right, brother.
I said, Lord, whatever I have to say, whatever us ministers have to say.
Yeah.
Whatever songs or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
May it impact the whole entire congregation throughout the entire year.
Brother.
If there's one thing I can tell you tonight that will help your walk with God in 2016, is to get grounded in the church.
Yeah.
Get grounded where people love you, where people want to see you grow, where people want to see you get stronger, where people want to minister to you.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad to be here tonight, brother. I'm looking forward to this.
Yes, sir.
Amen. This wasn't even the message I was talking to Jerry about last night. But that's all right. I'll save it for another day.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But I tell you what, why don't we all stand right now? Amen. I'm going to ask if Carolyn will come to the piano.
Bless
the
Lord.
You know, I don't know how many altar calls there'll be. I don't know how many there'll be. I tell you what, I wouldn't miss the next one.
That's right.
I wouldn't miss this one, amen. Brother Jerry likes to say a lot of times, if you miss any night of revival, I wouldn't miss tomorrow night. Folks, if you miss any altar call, I wouldn't miss this one.
Amen.
Because you don't have a promise of the next one rolling away. Just like Brother Randy said, what if you were standing next to somebody right now and the Lord called him up and you were left behind?
Amen.
All you saw was a clothesline on the ground.
Yeah.
All over the place. Amen. That's going to be it. I wouldn't want to be in that person's
shoes. Amen, brother.
I would want to be ready, amen, to go to heaven. Amen.
Yeah.
How about you tonight?
Yeah.
Are you ready to go to heaven? Amen. Are you established and grounded and rooted and grounded in love? Or are you like Ephesians over there in verse 14? Thrown about by every wind of doctrine. Amen. God wants you to be established. He wants your goals to be established. He wants you to be ready to face whatever's out there in 2016. And if you're willing to take God's hand and say, God, take control. Take control of my life. Take control of my ministry. Take control of my work for you. God is willing to answer. He's willing to come and meet you there. There's a good song that says, kneel at the cross. Jesus will meet you there. He'll meet you all these things if you're willing to come. Oh, we're willing to come. Amen. And talking all over with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen. Thank God for that opportunity to come and get things established and set. Make a decision today to stay grounded in the church. To stay rooted and grounded. Members of one another. That the whole body be fitly joined together, complete. And there be no schism in the body. Yes, you play song. Would there be anybody? Jesus, come.
Praise the Lord.